From Washington, this is VOA News. A picture of Russian hacking of the U.S. presidential election is painted on Capitol Hill. U.S. officials told lawmakers Wednesday there's no question that Russia engaged in widespread interference in last year's presidential election aimed at helping real estate mogul Donald Trump win the White House. But they said there's no evidence that Moscow was able to change the vote count. Former Homeland Security Agency Chief Jay Johnson said at a House Intelligence Committee hearing that the extent of Russian hacking into computer files at the Democratic Party headquarters in Washington and attempts to infiltrate state election records went significantly beyond past Russian efforts to influence U.S. elections. At a Senate hearing, Bill Priestap, an official in the Counterintelligence Division of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the country's top criminal investigative agency, offered an explanation for the Russian intrusion in the 2016 presidential election. At a separate hearing, a current Homeland Security official, Jeanette Manfred, told the Senate Intelligence Committee the agency has evidence that Russia targeted election-related systems in 21 of the 50 U.S. states. This is VOA News. President Trump is expected to make an announcement in the coming days on whether any recordings exist of his private conversations with former FBI Director James Comey, potentially bringing an end to one of the central mysteries of the ongoing probe that has consumed his White House. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Tuesday that he expects an announcement this week on the possibility of tapes. The president fired Comey in May and then tweeted that the lawman who was overseeing the investigation into possible contacts between Trump's campaign and Russian officials better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. America's top intelligence officials have concluded that Russia undoubtedly interfered in America's 2016 presidential campaign, characterizing it as the high-confidence judgment of the entire intelligence community. Russian officials are reacting to new sanctions unveiled by the U.S. by canceling upcoming talks between Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon. Ryabkov said that the situation is not conducive to holding a round of this dialogue. The U.S. State Department expressed regret at the cancellation of Friday's talks, saying that we regret that Russia has decided to turn away from an opportunity to discuss bilateral obstacles that hinder U.S.-Russia relations, according to a spokeswoman, Heather Nauert. On Tuesday, the U.S. Treasury Department announced additional sanctions on Russia and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Russian news agencies are reporting a NATO fighter jet buzzed a plane carrying Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on Wednesday as it flew over the Baltic Sea but was escorted away by a Russian escort jet. Reports say the NATO jet approached the defense minister's jet while flying over neutral waters. The Russian jet flew in between Shoigu's plane and the NATO jet and tilted from side to side to show that it was armed. The NATO jet then left the area and the Russian jet got back in formation. NATO said the encounter was routine. Authorities in Belgium say they foiled a terrorist attack Tuesday in Brussels after security forces shot a person following a small but fiery blast at a rail station. Eyewitnesses say the suspect shouted the Islamic phrase Allahu Akbar before detonating a small backpack he had carried inside Central Station. Photos posted on social media showed a small fire in the station, which was evacuated along with the main Brussels Square and the nearby Grand Place as a major tourist destination. The suspected terrorist later died of a gunshot wound suffered at the hands of the soldiers. Find out more on these stories and more at voanews.com.